Last Friday, French President Nicolas Sarkozy announced an approximate $780 million aid package to help the country's ailing newspaper industry. He said it was the state's responsibility to ensure a free and independent press. Maybe. Critics say that Sarkozy may be angling to be the next Silvio Berlusconi, the Italian media mogul turned prime minister who kept an iron grip on his press. And a recent report for the Association of European Journalists claims that 57% of the French believe their media isn't independent, although for 18-year-olds it will be, literally, free. As part of Sarkozy's aid package, citizens will receive a free subscription to the newspaper of their choice on their 18th birthday. Angelique Chrysaphis, the Paris correspondent for The Guardian, says that these gift subscriptions are meant to hook young people on the printed word, although so far they've been able to resist the habit.
I think the president's idea is to ensnare young readers at a very early age and hope that they'll carry on, because, of course, the youth market is the hardest market to get at the moment.
The press has long been subsidized in France, no?
Well, yes. If you go back to the Second World War in France, obviously the country was occupied by the Nazis. And after the Second World War, about 90% of the newspapers were scrapped simply because they'd been seen to be collaborating. And what the state decided to do was just rebuild the whole newspaper industry. And so for the past 50 years, we've really seen a lot of state funding, direct and indirect, into the way papers are run, printed and distributed.
That said, if this new initiative takes place, the subsidy will increase like ninefold.
What the president wants is the press to modernize. The press in France has a lot of the same problems that we see in the US, that we see in Britain. Newspapers are in debt and ad revenues are in trouble. Now, the problem is specifically acute in France because, as well as those real major headaches for the press, you have a communist union totally in charge of the printing presses here, which means that producing a newspaper in France is about twice the cost as it is in Britain. So really, these are issues to do with printing and distribution, which are causing a real headache for the French press beyond the problem of falling readership.
But what then about the notion that a direct subsidy to newspapers creates a less than arm's length relationship between the state and the press?
There is a real issue at the moment in France with state intervention in the media. And it goes back to the fact that we have a lot of people in France, big business leaders who own newspapers. Now, those people, those media barons, happen to be very good friends with the president. We're talking about arms manufacturers. For example, Serge Dassault, who owns the Figaro, a big right-wing paper. There's also an arms manufacturing group, Lagardère, which has a big stake in Le Monde. There are construction groups which own private television. These are people that are so close to the president that some of them refer to him as my brother. Now, the question is, if you have people who are running your business that close to the president, are some of the journalists self-censoring because they think, I better not publish this story, the boss won't like it, therefore the president won't like it?
And in fact, that's not speculation. There was a gossipy little story around the time of the election, when Sarkozy, in fact, became president, that never showed up in the newspapers.
During the election campaign, Nicolas Sarkozy, of course, had a very tumultuous relationship with his wife, Cecilia Sarkozy. Now, at the time of the French election, some journalists discovered that Cecilia Sarkozy, the wife of the president, had simply not gone out to vote on the day of the election. This is quite easy to find because in France you have to sign your name on a register. So this was really big news because Sarkozy was trying to prove to the world that he was very happily married and then his wife wasn't even voting. Now, this story was supposed to go in the Sunday paper, the Journal du Dimanche, which is owned by Arnaud Lagardère, who, again, is an arms manufacturer very close to Nicolas Sarkozy. Now, the story didn't go in, but France has a very good range of websites at the moment, and they claim that they break news that the papers might be afraid to break, and they broke the story themselves.
Just so happens I had dinner last weekend with a French couple, and they were saying that in France, newspapers do not have nearly as developed an internet presence as they have here. Is that true?
Yes and no. I mean, let's not forget that France has the biggest blogosphere in Europe. French people absolutely love blogging. This is a country of political arguments, and that is very much going online. Now, newspapers, you could say, have been slower than British papers, for example, and probably American papers in setting up their online presence. But that is starting to change.
So, like almost everywhere else, the media landscape is roiling in France, and apart from the problems with newspapers, there's a big controversy going on with state TV.
That's true. Basically, there's one big private channel in France. It's the most watched channel. And surprise, surprise, it's owned by the president's best friend. Now, apart from that, you have about four state TV channels. And Nicolas Sarkozy is causing huge controversy at the moment in France. And we've seen days on end of strikes by TV journalists where simply the news is not on air, for the reason being that he's changing the law so that he can directly appoint the head of state TV. And he's also decided to scrap advertising on state TV. What this will do is two things. It will mean that those television channels will be more dependent on the government, but it also means that all this advertising will have to go somewhere else, straight into the pockets of his friends in private TV. So, of course, unions here are very, very angry, and really there's a real mood on the media landscape in France that the president is taking much more of an interest than anyone else in 50 years in television and in the press, and that moves have to be made to make sure that he doesn't damage the independence of the media in this country.
Well, you got to hand it to him on one thing. Unlike Berlusconi, he doesn't actually own the private TV channel that the money will go flooding into, so that's something.
The Berlusconi comparison, of course, is very powerful in Europe because Berlusconi tends to be seen in Europe as a real laughingstock, but also dangerous, especially by people on the left. So the more comparisons to Berlusconi, the more annoying and worrying that is to people in France, I think.
Well, Angelique, thank you so much.
Thanks very much.
Angelique Chrysaphis is the Paris correspondent for The Guardian.